First Kings chapter 18 and in verse 46. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Supernatural speed, part 3, dash, the hand of God. That was the reason for that song. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hand. The hand of God. Yesterday we saw the relationship between the presence of God and supernatural speed. Today we shall see the place of the hand of God on supernatural speed. And it's going to be very sharp, because I like us to pray that hand tonight. Three examples I'll give of the connection between the hand of God and supernatural speed. Example number one was our text, Elijah and the chariot of Ahab. Elijah outran royal chariot, the chariot of Ahab, by the agency of the hand of the Lord. He operated in an extra-human level, a supraordinary level. It's not normal for a man to run with a horse, not to talk of overtaking a horse that started the journey before you. But by the hand of the Lord, he was able to perform a feat that could not be accounted for by his energy, could not be accounted for by his resources, could not be accounted for by his abilities. That is the mystery of supernatural speed. Being able to cover ground. Being able to accomplish things in a short time. Such as your energy, your resources, and your ability cannot achieve. That was Elijah by the hand of the Lord. Our second example is Ezra and Nehemiah in the rebuilding of Jerusalem. I think there will be more references to the hand of the Lord, in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, maybe than any other book. They had the task of rebuilding the temple and the wall, respectively. And that happened by the agency of the hand of the Lord. Ezra chapter 7, verse 6. Ezra giving a testimony about the hand of the Lord on his life. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. We'll come to that later. But the hand of the Lord was upon Ezra. Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 8. We saw the account of the hand of the Lord upon Nehemiah. Remember, I beseech thee the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. Go ahead. All right, move to Nehemiah chapter 2 and in verse 17. Then I said unto them, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. What were they building? The temple by Ezra and the wall by Nehemiah. The wall around the whole of the whole of the city of Jerusalem. Mountains surround Jerusalem. So it's a hazardous task to build wall around the city of Jerusalem. How long did it take? Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 15. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul in 52 days. 52 days. And it came to pass when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Whenever we look at the Bible, let us slow down a bit and think. What kind of house do you build in 52 days? House. A one-bedroom flat? A duplex? We're in the Lord's garden. How long did it take us to build the wall of this small place where the glory dome is? A long time. A whole city surrounded with mountains. Had the wall completed in 52 days. To the annoyance. And you know the kind of wall they built in those days. The wall of Jericho was such a massive wall that chariot races were run on. Here we are having the wall of a whole city built under 52 days at a time of captivity, where the majority of the people of the land had been taken captive into Babylon and Assyria. And laborers were very few. Under 52 days, the wall was finished. If it is not speed, what is that? The Bible said when they are enemies of verse 16, this cannot be man. When the enemies heard thereof, all the heathen that were about us, when they saw these things, they were downcast. They became depressed. What kind of thing is this? Because they perceived that this couldn't have been the work of man. This work has been wrought by God. The God who finished the whole world in 6 days. If he finished the wall of a city in 52 days, that wasn't too much. But that is called supersonic speed. Supernatural, extraordinary speed by the hand of the Lord.
I believe in the name that is above every name. In the season that we are, the hand of God is going to come upon somebody. It's going to come upon the church like never before. And we are going to run with the speed that will shock the devil and shock his agents and shock the community of darkness until they will be depressed and downcast. Until they will say, this can only be God. How did this happen? These people have been down for 3 months, locked down globally. What is happening here? And the only conclusion will be, this can only be God. This can only be God. This can only be God. This is the finger of God. Elijah ran faster than a chariot by the hand of the Lord. Nehemiah and Ezra, they built the wall of Jerusalem in 52 days by the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord is going to cause you to bring something to pass in your generation. It's going to cause us to shock the devil, to rout this world in revival, fire, and power before Jesus Christ comes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So shall it be. Take your seat everywhere you are. Yes. The hand of the Lord on Ezra and Nehemiah. Thirdly, our third example is the hand, or was the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. Third example, David. In the service of God for his generation. David, in the service of God for his generation. Beloved brothers and sisters, David was a man who was a candidate for the hand of the Lord. Psalm 89, verse 20, and in verse 21. Psalm 89, verse 20, and in verse 21, it said, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand, the hand of the Lord, shall be established. With whom my hand, the hand of the Lord shall be established. With whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. I will stabilize my hand on David. I may lay it on other people and bring it back later. But for David, I stabilize him. I stabilize my hand on David. Anytime you see David day or night, there is a fixed deposit on his life. It is called the hand of the Lord. It is called the hand of the Lord, with whom my hand shall be established. There is somebody here. If the only thing that happens to you in this conference is to say, Lord, stabilize your hand on my life. Establish your hand on my life. Stabilize your hand on my life. Let your hand remain. Let it not go and come. Let your hand remain on my life. Remain on my shoulder. Remain on my head. All I want is stabilize your hand. Woo. With whom my hand shall be established. Take your seat. You see, and the question is, what did the hand of the Lord, what did the hand of the Lord do for David? The hand of the Lord made David to achieve in one lifetime what will take others so many lifetimes to achieve. One man, by the hand of the Lord, he had one lifetime as if he had 1,000 lifetimes. He said, with whom my hand shall be established. I stabilize my hand on his head. Was David a shepherd? Yes. Can you attempt to count the number of things that David was in his generation? Number one, shepherd. Number two, worshipper and singer. Number three, songwriter. Number four, musician. Shepherd, worshipper, singer. songwriter. Do you know that? It's not everybody who sings that writes songs. And it's not everybody who writes songs that sing. There are professional songwriters who don't sing at all. And there are singers who have never written a song in their life. David was the song worshipper's song, was the shepherd, the worshipper's songwriter, and then the instrumentalist. He was a musician. He didn't only sing, he played instrument. There are instrumentalists who sing no song, and there are singers who know nothing about instruments. David was there. And then he was, fifthly, a choir director. David, it was who assembled 5,000 membership choir strong to worship God by rotation for a period of 40 years. One man. Then it begins to get more dangerous. He was a fighter warrior. A lion killer. That would be number six, right? A fighter warrior. A lion killer. A giant killer. Then he was a military general. He was the commander-in-chief of the army of Israel. He was the man who knew how to raise soldiers. A military general. That was number what? One, two, three. And four, five, six, and seven. It was, if you had numbered it, I would have known where I am. Seven. And then number eight, he was a generational leader, a people developer. David was a reference king in Israel. Every king who did well in Israel, either did as good as David or did as terrible as Jeroboam. He was a reference king until Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, became named after him, the city of David. A generational leader, a people developer who carried non-entities and turned them to celebrities. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1, the Bible said everyone that was in debt, everyone, yes, verse 2. Everyone, after he ran to the cave of Adullam, everyone in distress, everyone in debt, everyone that was discontented, they gathered themselves unto David and he became captain over them. And they were with him about 400 of them. These people that were what you might call area boys or area men. Broken, battered, shattered, scattered, beaten, buffeted. Punctured, ruptured, not yet sutured. Those were the kind of people. And in 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 8, the Bible now began to refer to them as the mighty men of David. Ordinary people became mighty men by the expert leadership people development skills that he carried. Give him an entity, he will process them into celebrities. That was David. That was David. He was people developer by excellence. Was that number eight or number nine? And then, that was number one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Number nine. All right, next number. Nine or ten. David was an inventor. He invented music equipment. Amos referred to David. In Amos chapter 6, verse 5, he said that talk about people that chant to the sound of the viol and invent to themselves instruments of music like David. Instruments of music like David. David. Was an inventor of instruments of music. The instruments
that they played, his people played, was invented by David. Now it gets more scary. Number 12, he was a king. He had the anointing of a king. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 from verse 1 all the way to verse 13, you will see how God told Saul to go to the house of Jesse and anoint a king for him. And David was anointed king. Then 13 or 12 or 13, he was a prophet. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Psalm 110 verse 1. He was having a revelation. You see, the first Lord is all capital letters. The second Lord is first letter capital and the other one is small letter. He was seeing God the Father speaking to God the Son in a prophetic vision. And in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 29 to 30, the Bible identified David clearly as a prophet. He said, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit upon his throne. We can't stop there. Being a prophet. In the Old Testament, you were either a king, a prophet, or a priest. If you had a calling. That is, if you had a calling. Every other person was just there. But David was king. He was prophet. And also priest. Priest. David was of the tribe of Judah. The priesthood belonged to the tribe of Levi. But David occupied the position that belonged to Judah and also the position that belonged to Levites. How do I know? In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 17 to 19, he said, and they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place, in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Go back there. David offered, but he didn't call a priest to assist him or fight. He didn't call a Levite to assist him offer burnt offerings or peace offerings, because the mantle of priesthood was upon him. If you remember, there was a time Samuel was meant to come and offer an offering. And Saul couldn't wait for him. He offered it. It was a sin for him. Because it didn't pertain to him to offer offerings or sacrifices. It pertained to the priest. And for that act, the kingdom left him. Not David. David offered and it was all right. Because he was in the office of priesthood. All right? And he offered burnt offerings and peace offerings himself before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he himself blessed the people. That is the duty of the priest. Numbers chapter 6 verse 23. Tell Aaron, and he speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you. What kind of man is this? He went good his way. He ransacked every realm. He stepped into every dimension. And in Acts chapter 13 verse 36, Paul the apostle summarized, saying, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, he fell asleep. He served. And what was the secret of such colossal, monumental, megalocious? What is the secret of such titanic? What is the secret of supply me? What is the secret? The secret is, with whom my hand is established.
Beloved brothers and sisters, if you don't want your life to waste, if you don't want to live a life of struggle, if you don't want to continue struggling in your lifetime, battling with the little things you are meant to do with your life,
in the hand of the Lord is the secret of speed.
Some of us are doing only one of the things that we just saw about David, and we are struggling to get any result, just struggling to achieve anything out of it.
His hand is coming upon somebody tonight. In the name that is above every name, his hand is coming upon somebody tonight. In the name that is above every name, his hand is coming upon someone tonight. You are that one, you scream the loudest, amen.
How does the hand of God
produce speed? How does the hand of God produce speed? Number one, the hand of God releases the help of God. Have you heard when people say, please give me a helping hand? The hand of God releases the help of God. Psalm 119 verse 173. Psalm 119 verse 173. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 and in verse 10. The Bible says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help you. How? Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I am helping you, and I am helping you with my hand. The hand of God releases the help of God. And understand that the help of God is a secret of speed in life. Anywhere you see somebody running too fast in this kingdom, God is helping him. God is helping him. That was what they said when they finished the building of the wall in 52 days. The enemy said, this is God. This is God. This is not them. This is God. If God is helping you, no devil can slow you down. If God is helping you, no devil can slow your life and your destiny down.
The hand of God releases the help of God. Number two,
the hand of God releases the power of God. Power.
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Habakkuk chapter 3 says, God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Parah. Sila. His glory covered the heaven, and the earth was full of his praise. Verse 4. His brightness was as the light, and he had horns coming out of his hand. And that is the hiding of his power. The power of God is inside the hand of God.
Exodus chapter 15 verse 6 said, thy right hand, O God, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy.
When God lays his hand on you, it is power that has laid on you. The hand of God releases the power of God. And what does the power of God bring? Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went. Power and he went. Power, not he sat. Power and he went. When the power of God comes upon you, there is motion, there is action, and there is function. When the power of God comes upon you, there is motion, there is action, there is function. When the power of God comes upon you, you overcome resistance. So the hand of God releases the help of God, and the hand of God releases the power of God. Number three, the hand of God releases the favor of God. It releases the favor of God. You remember where we read in Ezra chapter 7 and in verse 6? When he said the king granted him what he requested because the hand of God was upon him. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Favor. And if everything you are looking for enters your hand on time, you fulfill your desire in a hurry. Ezra chapter 8 verse 18. The hand of God. And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding. By the good hand of God upon us, they brought us a man. That is favor. Now, the hand of God releases on you the favor of God, and the favor of God connects you with opportunities and personalities needed. The hand of God brings the favor, and favor brings you needed opportunities and needed personalities for your journey. The favor of God causes you to be connected with the people you need, with the opportunities you need. That is the hand of God. That is how he brings supernatural speed. How does the hand of God bring supernatural speed? By the release of the help of God. Number two, by the release of the power of God. Number three, by the release of the favor of God. Number four, the hand of God releases the resources of God. The hand of God releases the resources of God. Releases the resources of God. In Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1 to verse 3, God took Cyrus by hand. Verse 2, he took him by hand. Thus says the Lord. Okay, verse 1 again. To his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, I will loose the loins of kings, I will open before him the two-leaf gates. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, and break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give you the treasures of darkness is in my hands, and the hidden secret. The hidden riches of secret places. The hand of God releases for you the resources of God. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 8, we also saw how the hand of God releases. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon my head. The hand of God. Silver and gold are in his hands. And if God lays his hands on you, wretchedness cannot lay his wretched hands on you. If God lays his hands on you, scarcity cannot lay his wretched hands on you. The hand of God carries the resources of God. And I am sure that you know that every vision gains motion with provision. Say that again. Every vision gains motion with provision. In fact, increase it. Every vision gains acceleration with provision. If you have a vision, you have a purpose, you have something in your heart, you have an intention, something to be achieved, it gains very rapid motion with provision. When somebody says there are no houses in Abuja for me to rent, it's not the houses are not available. It's talking about the money to rent the house or to buy the house. Any house you want is in this town here. House where they pay 10 million naira a year or more, they are available. Anywhere you want. Anywhere you want. Any part of town. You can easily be connected with property agents if you are looking for a house in Asokoro. There are vacant houses now. In fact, you can buy houses, 4 or 5 story buildings, some places, 1 billion, 2 billion, 1.5. It's available. So the major thing is not the house that the people are, it's the money. It's not looking for the house, it's looking for money. Every intention, every vision gains motion, gains acceleration with provision. And that is very, very important. The hand of the Lord releases the resources of God. Number five, the hand of the Lord releases the goodwill and comfort of God. Goodwill. 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 That is God saying, I wish you well. That is God saying, it's okay, you're here. It's well with you. Don't worry. You will make it, okay? I'm behind you. Nobody can confront you. I am behind. They can't confront. They can't confront. They can't confront. Now, and that was what Nehemiah told the people as his CV that made them agree to work with him. In Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 18, he said, I may not have anything, but there is something behind me. All right. Back off a bit. Back off. Back up. Okay, back. Can we start from verse? Let's see. Then I said unto them, you see the distress that we are in? How Jerusalem lieth waste? And the gates thereof are burned with fire? Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. And in case you are in doubt, what kind of boldness or confidence is worrying you? You have so much money, who do you think you are? Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me. In case you are saying, is it money you have? Do you have some connections? Is there something? Do you have a new technology of construction? My credential, the hand of God is good on me. In addition, the king's words have been spoken to me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. They strengthened their hands for this good work. The goodwill of God is stronger than the witchcraft of hell. Goodwill. The goodwill of God is stronger than the bad will of the devil and his people. When a man, a woman is backed with the goodwill of God, there is no satanic bad will that can stop you. That was the same thing he told David. With my hand, I have strengthened you. The enemy cannot exert upon you. I am behind you. The goodwill of God. That was Psalm 89, verse 21 and 22. Hallelujah. And so when God is behind you, you know, I saw something today where a zebra was arrested by a lion about to finish the lion. A zebra was arrested by a lion. The lion was about to finish the zebra. He's holding it in a very mortal hold on the neck at the jugular area as usual. Then the friend of a zebra, the friend of that zebra, friend, saw his friend in danger. Instead of running, he went towards the lion, gave him back kicks until the lion loses grip of the zebra and he escorted his friend away. That even a lion was helpless in front of a zebra that had the backing of another zebra. How much more that bastard roaring lion that is seeking whom to devour. When you have the backing of El Shaddai, you have the backing of Jehovah, Rapha, Rofeka, Mekadesh, there is no force, no power on hell that can arrest your destiny, arrest your life, and frustrate your future. Believe that, say the loudest, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Take your seat. It was so inspiring.
So inspiring. Give the lion back kicks. I think that was the lion that was going with injury on his. Beloved brothers and sisters, you need that hand of God tonight, and it is coming. Number six, the hand of God releases supernatural strength. When God lays his hands on you, it is strength that has come. Ezra chapter 7 and in verse 28, he said, and has extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. I was strengthened. We already read Psalm 89 verse 21. My arm also shall strengthen him with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. And how many of us know that strength is key to speed? Oh, strength is key to speed. If we have the time, we may deal with it in this program. Yes. That is why they use horses for race. Because horses have incredible strength. That is why some athletes take anabolic steroids and bodybuilding steroids and some kind of strength building steroids in order to outrun other people during Olympics. So they do a test for them to check, to be sure they are not cheating other people by some injections. When God lays, that was why God laid hand on Elijah, laid strength upon him until he became stronger and faster than the horse. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, you cheaply and quickly overcome the things that want to hold you down. Finally, the hand of God releases the preservation of God. Why is this necessary? Because when you begin to speed, enemies will multiply. When your success begins to increase, when your progress becomes unusual, enemies will amplify. Those who don't know where you are coming from and who think they can predict where you are going to will become angry and envious and bitter and jealous and cantankerous and wicked. But don't mind the viper if you don't lack the fire. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You don't mind the viper if you don't lack the fire. You don't mind the viper if you don't lack the fire. The viper only came to be fired. You ask Paul the apostle, he will tell you. The hand of God releases preservation. You need to be preserved. The blessing of God attracts hostility. Supernatural speed will attract hostility. Progress will attract enmity. Especially those in the same region like you, the same field such as you. People in the same situation like you, and they are wondering, is what is he using? Is it? And so on and so forth. Ezra chapter 6, verse 31. And Ezra said, in the first year, verse 31, Ezra 6. All right. Okay, go to Psalm 89, verse 21, 22, and 23. He said, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. The enemy shall not exact upon him. The son of wickedness shall not afflict him. I will beat down his enemies before his face, and I will plague them that hate him. Why? As a function of the hand of the Lord, a product of the hand of the Lord. I announce, I prophesy, I decree to somebody by the hand of the Lord that is on you here tonight, in the name that is above every name, every agenda of disruption, every agenda of distraction, every agenda of destruction, every agenda of
death targeted at you, your family, your destiny, your future is arrested now in the name of Jesus.
Take your seat. Who does the hand of God rest on? Who are the candidates for the hand of God? I'll be very, very sharp here. Because some of the points appear similar to yesterday, but they are different. Number one, people who give God maximum pleasure with their lives. You give him maximum pleasure with your life. Because David, the man after God's heart, I have found a man after my own heart. People who give God maximum pleasure with their lives. Acts 13:33, you can put that down. And Acts chapter 13 and in verse 14 thereabout. I found me a man after my own heart. 13:36. And then 13:14 thereabout. People who give God maximum pleasure with their lives. Just let God be happy with you. He will pat you on the back. That's the hand of God. He will pat you on the back. Let him be happy with you. Maximum pleasure. Number two, people who pursue the cause of God with passion and fire. Elijah had the hand of God upon his life in 1 Kings 17:1. He said, before God, whom I stand, no rain here. People who pursue God with passion and fire. Passion. Not lukewarm people. Not people who are neither here nor there. Not people you can't tell where they stand or what they believe. Pursue the cause of God with passion and fire. That was what happened to Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 4. When he heard of the situation of Jerusalem, he wept. He wept. In verse 4, he wept. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept. I wept. I can't imagine that the house of my God will be in this kind of state. They pursue the cause of God with passion and fire. They are candidates for the hand of God. Number three, people who are jealous for God and his kingdom with a holy jealousy. They are jealous for God and his kingdom with a holy jealousy. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy? You read the account of David. 1 Samuel chapter 17. You read all the way from verse 19. Go to verse 37. Jealous with a godly jealousy. I better die than watch this man mess with the name of God. There are people who have never been affected by what the castigations that come against God and his name and his church. Jealous for God with a godly jealousy. Number four, there are people who stand in public representation and identification with God. Public representation and identification with God. Public representation of God. Public identification with God. Again, Elijah. Again, David. That was 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1 again. That was 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 37 again. Public identification. There are people you don't know where they belong and what they believe. They are afraid and ashamed to be called the children of God. That's why the hand of God is not plenty upon many people. Even upon many pastors. For many children, they are just there, professing Christians. But they are neither here nor there. They represent nothing whatsoever. They don't represent God in anything. They can't identify God for no reason. Number five, the hand of God is heavier from people. People who are not afraid to risk everything for the sake of God. Risk everything. They can take risks. They are not afraid to risk everything. David seemed to be saying, I better die than watch these people mess up with God. See the risk Elijah took. In 1 Kings chapter 18, starting from verse 25, he declared a contest between him and the prophets of Baal. If the fire didn't fall, Elijah was a dead man. Did you ever think of it? Choose between two opinions. Because Ahab and his family were worshiping Baal. The official religion of Israel was Baal worship at the time of Elijah. Let the God who answered by fire be God. If the Baal prophets prayed and there was no fire, and Elijah prayed and there was no fire, and the Baal prophets said, let's try again, and they prayed and there was fire, what will happen? Elijah was a dead man. The same way Elijah killed all of them. But he risked. Like Esther, if I perish, I perish. And like we know already, those who talk like that never perish. People who can risk everything. Everything. They are not afraid to confront risks. They are not afraid to challenge danger. They are not afraid to challenge hazards. They attract the hand of God. And that hand of God gives them a speed that is beyond imagine. I heard that in the... Many people don't know the way God's servant Bishop Oyedepo talk the way he talked. They don't know how, what is the reason for his talk. He may be in the south there. But his ruggedization was from the north. Started from Ilorin and then went to Kaduna in the days of heavy, heavy, heavy persecution. I heard that during one of those crises of religious crisis, he drove his car to the market, in the central market on the Amadubelo way in Kaduna there, parked it in front of the market by the roadside and sat in front on the bonnet, crossed his leg. If they burn you, welcome. Where people were running and looking for where to hide themselves. This land does not belong to a particular group of people. One day they said a particular venue was not going to be used for Christian activity or for religious purpose. He said, go and tell who sent you that with him, dead or alive, we are going to use the place. The person say over his dead body, say, you don't need to die. Whether you die or you are alive, it will be used. It was used. And then you see him where he is today. A person who can risk himself for the sake of the kingdom and for God. Who would dare the undareable, confront the unconfrontable. And little children who were not yet born, when he was carrying the sword against Satan, the devil, are talking rubbish that they know nothing about. And for those who are ready to take any manner of risk, to risk for God is to rise in life, is to speed up in life. And they have seen nothing yet. They have seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. What is the secret of the hand of God? Number six is the worship of God. David, whom God said, people, what is the secret? Who are the candidates for the hand of God? People who are addicted worshippers of God. Second, Kings chapter 3 verse 15. He said, when there was a need for a prophetic word, Elisha said, but now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him as the minstrel played. The hand of the Lord. Addicted worshippers. Confirmed worshippers. Somebody get ready, because the hand of the Lord is coming upon you tonight. Stand upon your feet. Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh, Lord, I need your hands. Lift your hands and let's begin to talk to God. Magada galaga ya gada galaga da bada. Le perete sigala ya ya ya. Lift your voice and sing. Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Masha galaga. Lay your hands. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. Tonight, Lord, let your hand come upon my life. I need you to establish your hand on me like you established it on David. Let your hand on my shoulder be permanent. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, lay your hands on my life.
Said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And so we are going to pray before we make demands on that practical hand coming upon our head. Dr. Misenechi, I'd like you to step forward and lead as many people to Christ tonight as need to surrender their lives to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven, and today to mark a new day for you. Let us pray.
Pray this and mean it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I know I have sinned against you. I need your help. Jesus, come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away all my sins. Make me a new person. From today, I turn my back on sin. I will live for Jesus. I disconnect myself from every wrong association, from every wrong lifestyle. I receive the grace of God now in Jesus' name.
Amen. You meant that prayer. Contacts are on the screen. Let us know that you made the decision tonight. We'll be glad to pray with you. The numbers on the screen, you can text his name, text location, and we'll be in agreement with you. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' precious name. Everywhere you are, please lift your two hands high. Shekola barabadabalaba. Shakoko balabara. Shakoko barabara. Lift it high. Lift the hands high. Father, let your hand be released. If you are sick in the body, something is about to happen to you. Somebody with the right knee is getting healed, condition. Kidneys failure, double kidney failure is getting healed. Lower back condition, prostate condition, hypertension, diabetes, breast condition, all forms of cancers, nightmares, seeing the people, the dead people, backward dreams. Tonight they are ending. Whatever has held you backward and prevented you from going forward in life, today is the end. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands higher.
Lay your hands. Le parana mama gaya la hashto. Le parana mayana mama yana yala luz. Le peredeza lama da da bayanish. Le pereni gaza gaya la la. At the count of seven, you place one hand on your head, place your second on your
on your chest and the right on your chest and the second on your head, and begin to blast in tongues. Before your own hands reach you, the hand of God will be upon you already. And something, everywhere you are around the world, Father, let your hand reach out to somebody. Touch them. Touch them with your hand and give them your help. Release your power. Release your favor. Release your strength. Release preservation. Release your goodwill. Release healing. Release deliverance. By the hand of the Lord, receive it now at the count of seven in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Start again. I need that sound louder.
In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive, receive, receive.
Stretch your two hands everywhere you are, all locations where there is gathering holding. I prophesy that hand of yours receive an impartation from the hand of God, and I declare your supplies from the north, the south, the east, and the west shall look for you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus. I call it done. Systems shall be under pressure. They lose their peace, lose their sleep, lose their rest, until what is yours enters your hands in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, and thank you, and thank you for giving us victory. You own the universe. You own the silver and gold. The earth and all its fullness. It all belongs to you. There's nothing you don't have. There's nothing you can give, Lord. The hope of all the living. The source of everything. You are, you are, you are. You are the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. You are, you are, you are. You are the root of David. The art I am that I am. The all sufficient God. Everything that is yours shall look for you from the north and the south and the east and the west. What a faithful God. What a faithful God. You go on ahead and make your offerings, givings available for all the locations where we are gathered, and for those who are not in any particular location who watch online, you normally know what to do in online givings, and also within the city you can visit any of the locations. There's a position in the lockdown, so you can visit the offices to make covenant obligations available. And it's a new day. We are still going to be back in the evening. Have the whole day to yourself and pray about it. If there is a need to have two sessions on Saturday, I'll let you know. But we'll still be home the whole of tomorrow. I'd like you to meditate on all the things you are receiving so far, and let this lockdown period be your open up period and be the best season of your life in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Also, watch out for the events we already announced for tomorrow. Powerful and impactful event. We believe that God is going to give us a very, very great and amazing time of manifestation in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I'd like you to know that when men are cast down, then we shall say there is a lifting up. In seasons like this, God shows himself unusually faithful, dependable, and reliable in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the adoration. Step forward, Dr. Messenger, and let's agree in prayer. Everyone who prayed the prayer of surrender, please let us be in touch with us. Keep holding on and on and on and on. And it's a new day. We have the Keep Holding On music going on around the world. A major gospel channel, number one channel of the gospel, as I heard, played it yesterday. And it's just on and on and on around the world. Whether the devil likes it or not, we are on top.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Today, you are released.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord keep you.
Amen.
Cause his face to shine upon
Amen.
You. And be gracious unto
Amen.
You. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, the fellowship of the Spirit, be and abide with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
This night shall be a night of multiplied encounters,
Amen.
Angelic visitation,
Amen.
Help of God,
Amen.
Mercy from above.
Amen.
That is your portion.
Amen.
I call it done
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And whether the devil likes it or not, our year 2020 remains our year of supernatural shift. And what kind of shift? It's going to be drastic, it's going
dramatic,
to be dramatic,
and
it's going to be dimensional. And you shall
experience
that
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
You can go ahead, if keep holding on, it's available. You just roll it there.